Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling Labels, where we're talking about how the gospel calls us to live a life above labels. In the book of Luke, the writer Luke spent a lot of time really kind of showing how Jesus interacted with those who were on the fringes of society, people who typically get labeled. Still happens today. Oftentimes, we look at people, we look at ourselves, and we put labels on us based on how we view ourselves or view others. And sometimes those labels become limits to us. It impacts our faith. And we looked at a story that really talked about, really addressed it. It's found in Luke chapter 2, starting verse 8. It says this: "In the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. And for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he is pleased.' Now when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, 'Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us.' And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning the child. And all who heard it wondered with what the shepherds had told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them." The interesting thing about the story, and you know it as the Christmas story, is that we know that Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus are lying there, you know, in a manger there in Bethlehem. Why does God show up to the angels, or to the shepherds? Why does he send angels to break through and talk to them? Why share the message with them first? It's an interesting thought that, shepherds were considered, kind of low laborers of society. They were considered uneducated, untrustworthy. Why show up to them? Why not show up to someone more important, like the rabbis, the local pastors, or maybe show up to the leaders of the whole church or of their religion, which would have been Caiaphas, or the appointed king over Israel, Herod, that Rome put here. Or, for that matter, why not just go straight to Caesar? Why not show up to Caesar and explain to him what's happening? But God shows up to a group of shepherds out in the field one night and tells them, "You're not going to believe what just happened." The angels are singing and praising God. The interesting thing, though, that I think we can learn from these shepherds, people that we would have looked at, I just imagine, rolling up in the middle of your city and seeing a bunch of shepherds walking around with sheep following them. You would just think, man, that's weird, right? Shepherds weren't looked at as like these, super, high-functioning engineers and doctors and lawyers. They were just laborers, just common laborers. And God shows up to them. But here's what they did. They immediately run to see what God had, broken through to tell them. So they go to see the activity of God. When they get there, they share what they had been told. They share what God was doing in their heart. And when they got back, they praised God. I think that we try to complicate what it means to be a Christ follower. We try to make it about a lot of things, knowing all the correct doctrines and theologies, behaving certain ways. But really, it's pretty simple. It's about recognizing God's activity, seeking it out, investigating what God is doing. It's about sharing with others along the way and praising God with your life. It really is that simple. I think the shepherds really got it right. Lord, I pray that you'd help us overcome our labels, that we put limits on others and ourselves, and we complicate things. But it really is simple, God, that we need to recognize your activity in our life and around us. We need to share with others along the way, and we need to praise you with our lives. God, help us to live that out. Help us to see what you're doing, to share and to praise, God. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. take a second before you go on to your next thing and think about what God has been doing around you, where he might be showing, activity. And then think about how you want to investigate that, share that with others, and to praise God with your life. Till next time, God bless.